The holiday season often provides opportunities to spend some extra time with members of your extended family. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels that just might make you appreciate your loved ones, well, at least some of your loved ones, a little bit more. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In the first pages of Jamie Attenberg's seventh novel, All This Could Be Yours, 73-year-old New Orleans real estate developer Victor Touchman has a heart attack. 90 minutes later, his wife calls EMS. 90 minutes? Despite the delay in receiving medical attention, Victor hangs on long enough to be admitted to the hospital. Barbara calls her daughter Alex in Chicago to report that her father's on his deathbed. Alex says she'll come immediately. Deeply, almost erotically, she was stirred. Erotically? Alex phones her brother Gary, who lives in New Orleans but is currently out in California. She was so breathless with the news about their father's heart attack that she sounded nearly joyful, which anyone else might have found inappropriate, but he didn't. Gary buys a plane ticket, but ends up getting high and going back to bed rather than leaving for the airport. Okay, that's 3 out of 3. Nobody in the immediate Touchman family is even conflicted about the death of their patriarch. They just want him gone. The remainder of the novel, which plays out over the course of the last day of his life with extended flashbacks, makes it abundantly clear why. And once it's plenty bad enough, there's more. Jamie Attenberg is on a roll. Her last book, All Grown Up, about a happily single woman in New York, was my favorite of her novels. And now All This Could Be Yours has nabbed its title. Its combination of ambitious scope and economical treatment, its spirit of unsentimental generosity, recall the divine Grace Paley, a comparison Attenberg has inspired more than once. Jacqueline Woodson's third adult novel, Red at the Bone, is a rare bird indeed. Family epic in 196 pages. It tells the story of several generations of a Black American family, beginning with the 1921 race massacre in Tulsa and ending a year or two after 9/11. A miracle of compression, it both demands and rewards close attention. The story starts in familiar Woodson territory with a teenager in Brooklyn getting dressed for a party to celebrate her 16th birthday, a kind of one-girl cotillion with a live orchestra playing an instrumental rendition of Prince's famously raunchy Darling Nikki. Melody is putting on the tea-length dress that was made for her mother, Iris, to wear to this same occasion years ago. But Iris never wore the dress because she was pregnant with Melody at 15. Because Iris went off to college at Oberlin when her daughter was 3, Melody was brought up by her grandparents, Sabe and Po'Boy Simmons, as well as her father, Aubrey. Aubrey himself was raised by a single mother, Kathy Marie. With each chapter, the viewpoint shifts to another one of these characters. Tayari Jones, the author of another Weekly Reader favorite, An American Marriage, reviewed Woodson's novel for Time magazine. As she put it, if trauma is a cursed heirloom handed down through the decades, maybe love is the cure passed upward from young to old, a bright promise that gleams like a hidden bar of gold.
The books are All This Could Be Yours by Jamie Attenberg and Red at the Bone by Jacqueline Woodson. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.